So this being the last day of practice, actually, because tomorrow we're going to be having another energy shift, no doubt. I'd like to offer the possibility to include during this session a practice which has been so helpful for me and quite wonderful, which is also uplifting. There's no doubt that within the realm of metta practice, loving kindness meditation, we are holding an intention in our heart mind, and we're planting seeds. And we can say also that we are actually working with thoughts. And it may be the best way, actually, the best use of using thoughts. These are not random thoughts, but there are thoughts or reflections that actually orient, incline the heart mind towards well-being, kindness, care, compassion, joy, equanimity. So there are different practices, but the one that I'd like to invite you into today is the practice of empathetic joy, which is mudita, the third of the four Brahmaviharas. The first being metta, the second karuna, which is compassion, and the third mudita. And this is the actual wish for any type of joy, sense of well-being, happiness, which is already present, to continue to flourish, to continue to grow. So there is a rejoicing. There is a real sense of potential for the heart-mind to hold a sense of appreciation for the happiness that is present. And I think it's very important, actually, to practice mudita. There's a way that the foundation is metta. We may wish well, and there's this wonderful capacity to care, to nourish goodness, and a sense of well-being. But it's also very essential to actually hold in our heart's mind the potential and the actualization of this well-wishing. And this is exactly what, for me at least, the mudita, the empathetic joy practice, is reflecting. So that when we speak of the end of suffering, there is sometimes in people, and they will say this to me as I relate to people, to students, they will say, well, end of suffering sounds like cessation of greed, hatred, and delusion, end of life. And this is not at all the objective, you know, like, oh, who would want that? And so there's a reorientation which needs to be infused in our own heart and mind, because the intention is happiness. Really, very clearly, it's happiness, it's peace. It's not happiness through consumerism, like, you know, getting more and more, which today, I mean, it's very reductive. But it is happiness. So there's a true way and an important way to actually activate our heart mind to understand that any moment that we let go of some type of attachment, greed, there is the potential for ease of well-being and to nourish contentment. The word is santuti in the Buddha's discourse, Pali word. So there is a word for appreciation, contentment, happiness. And the way that we can actually relate to this practice is to begin. If you want to move in this direction, I mean, you're completely free, right? You're on your cushion. You want to do Vipassana practice, you continue on. Bear with my words. And you can also invite yourself to receive something which is offered newly. So the quality of heart-mind is to have a sense of appreciation for the happiness, for the good circumstances, the good fortune that is manifesting in ourself or other beings. The practice is done in exactly the same way than with metta. So there's one phrase, it simplifies. May I or you continue to benefit from these good circumstances. May your happiness grow. May you be content. May your happiness not decrease. Or may my happiness not decrease. And of course, this is an understanding that it's not that conditions are perfect. Okay? Here again. You know, we are in a human realm with body stuff and sometimes mental. And yet, there's no doubt that it's possible, and it really is so helpful to not take what is well, going well, what is good for granted. That we actually can have a sense of appreciation. It really is a reinforcement of giving value to what is. So take a moment now, if you wish, and you can, again, just reflect and take a moment to just have a quality of awareness which helps you discern if you're going to have yourself as a support or any other friend, family member, person you know, for whom, of course, there's something in their lives that is favorable. And so we reflect on this very condition, which is favorable, and the very simple phrase, may this happiness continue to flourish. May these good circumstances not diminish, but increase. And here again, giving ourselves the time to actually sense the meaning of what we're expressing. And the phrase is just an expression. Do take care also of the impact on your heart, on the body, on the felt sense. And at times it may be that we don't quite know what I'm relating to. It can be, I know for myself that there's a family member, a niece, who has had exams and she was successful. This is 3 weeks ago. And so, of course, there was in the family some quality of happiness. We rejoiced. So as simple as that, something which, of course, is in sync with the other person's conditions. Not that we want something for them, but just taking what is present, or for ourself. This really, again, is not so important. How to choose what is most easeful, where you find the easiest pathway to connect. And then sustaining the phrase, and if you want, you can take different people, but also taking the time to allow for some connection with the effect, the impact on your own heart and mind. Okay, so we'll practice for some time in silence so you can have your own unfolding. And now if there's anyone else than yourself in the field of your heart, mind, just taking a moment to say goodbye if you wish, and then letting them go and resting in the present moment. Relaxing the body, the heart, and just welcoming whatever it is that is present. There may be a sense of warmth, ease, spaciousness, or anything. Relaxing and caring quality of metta that can support the sense of well-being or any other manifestation, expression of what is surfacing right now. And once again, we may wish to stay quiet and just settled in our own presence, relaxing, allowing, not clinging, just being present, receiving experience. With care and kindness in the best way that we can. And if we wish for the last part of the sitting, we can call forth another quality very close to contentment, joy, mudita. And that is the quality of gratitude. And you may just notice, as you hear this word, how does it resonate in you? Here again, it's not to create anything special, but just to actually be able to have a sense of connection with the blessings of this life. In a way, offer our thanks. So many things that we may be grateful for. So very easily, again, doesn't have to be something which calls forth an emotional level. If it does, great, but it can be very, very simple. Just having a sense that we may have relationship, friends, animals, or cats, dogs. Relationships of many kinds. Relationship to nature. All the elements, the rain, the sun, wind, earth that we walk on. sense of gratitude towards people who have shown us maybe a way. Some people have been guides, teachers. We've learned from them. There's a long tradition of teachers in this very practice realm, starting by the Buddha. And we may have many, many different lineages, whether it's creativity, art, any type of skill, art. Science. Gratitude to them. Gratitude to the fact of having a mind, a heart that can see through confusion. All these moments of wisdom, understanding, seen clearly, clarifying our understanding. How precious. A lot of it is a mystery, really. And again, you may at any time just settle in yourself, receive the words, the experiences that are manifesting, just allowing. This is the care and the kindness that can come forth, the metta. That can also manifest as gratitude towards each other. this field of shared human experience. Each and everyone living their own process, and yet receiving a huge support. That nourishes these qualities that we've been cultivating. May all the goodness be onward leading. The beneficial energies, positive energies, be also onward leading. Simply for the benefit of all beings.